All right, so welcome back, everyone, to the first inning. There's another episode of a great episode of the first inning, and we are back again for the new year. And we got some baseball to talk about, man. And hope everybody had a good vacation and everything, and we're back. And baseball is going to be back soon. And I got my man, the Benedetto, with me. And we're going to talk some baseball. So the headlines as of right now, Teoscar Hernandez got signed to the Dodgers. Harrison Bader was signed to the Mets. Sean Manaea, 2-year deal with the Mets. Angels signed Zach Plesac. And the Mariners trade Robbie Ray to the Giants for Anthony DeScarfini. So we're going to talk about all that. And Sota Imaginaga. And we're going to talk about all these guys. So what's up, man? So what's going on?
Nothing much. Chilling. I mean, yourself?
Good, man. It's been a good weekend, man. I was fixing up my RC boat. Trying to get it to run. But, yeah, man. So as of right now, the Yankees still haven't done anything on buying a free agent or buying a player. They only have traded for players, and they only traded for Juan Soto. The Yankees got this guy off of trades. I mean, the kid from the Cleveland Indians. I forget what his name is.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that guy. I just don't know his name.
Hold on. Let me go to the Yankees. Where are the Yankees? Yankee rumors. So the Marlins, they hired this girl, Rachel Valkit, whatever his name is, for the player development.
Yeah.
Kind of. Okay, the guy whose name is Kevin Smith. Kevin Smith. And they agreed to a, what is it? What deal is it?
Doesn't even. That's a minor league deal, I think.
Infielder Kevin Smith has a deal in place with the Yankees. Caption came with headed home for 2024. The client, the best legend since born, played high school ball in East Greenbush, New York. Confirms that the two sides agreed to a deal to a minor league contract. He's 27 years old and spent the last 2 years with the Athletics. After coming from the Blue Jays in the Matt Chapman trade between the two clubs. So, yeah, I don't think he ever going to see Yankee Stadium.
Nah, probably not.
Nah. Let me see. What else? Minor league deal. The Yankees have interest in Jesus Luzardo and Shane Bieber.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing's ever came out of that, neither.
Nah.
The Yankees are talking with the Marlins about their starting pitching. Left-hander Jesus Luzardo. Man, these guys got some weird-ass names.
Yeah, right?
They want Shane Bieber. These two pitchers represent the wide range of options the Bronx Bombers are considering as they seek out rotation help. Luzardo would be a long-term add as the 26-year-old is in arbitration control through 2026 season and is only eligible for $5.9 million. When he comes off of arbitration.
Yeah.
And Bieber is projected to earn $12.2 million in 2024.
Interesting.
Which the Yankees can afford, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The Yankees can afford all that.
Yeah.
They're trying to trade Oswald Peraza over there.
To where?
For Shane Bieber or LaRaza or whatever his name is.
Oh, damn. That's crazy.
Because, let's see, Marcus Stroman reportedly interested in joining the Yankees.
Yes. That's some guy I want. I don't know if people are against this, saying that, oh no, he shouldn't come here, but hey, he's gonna come in like cheap. You know what I mean? I don't know why we're against him. Like, me and Bryson want him on the team.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with him. He's just a hothead sometimes. That's all his problem is.
Man,
so,
like, we had people like that before.
So I don't know if, you know, once he starts getting blasted, is he going to start having a meltdown and go crazy on the mound and all that? You know what I mean? And start getting stupid.
Not bad. He's solid, though.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him practicing. This guy is crazy. His workouts are crazy. I mean, imagine getting Blake Snell and Marcus Stroman.
Can you imagine?
That would be a pretty good lineup.
Yeah. But it would be.
Wait, so another guy the Yankees are looking at too is Dylan Cease.
Oh yeah, Dylan Cease from the White Sox.
So the Yankees are trying to look for all kind of guys that they can get in this offseason. I mean, they're doing it by trades, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Let me see some here. And the latest on Imanaga. The Yankees should just take this guy. But these guys don't last long, man. Japanese pitchers.
Apparently he's a fly ball pitcher, so you know that's not going to work out at Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, fly balls could easily go out for home runs, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. John Heyman of New York Post reported this morning that both the Giants and Angels now appear to be looking elsewhere. Heyman suggests that both the Red Sox and Cubs are very much still alive in Imanaga's bidding war that runs counter to the reports from the weekend from yesterday, though bidding on any free agent is, of course, quite fluid. Imanaga has a bit more than 48 hours to remain and to come to terms with a team. So he's only got two more days left.
Yeah. No, we're not gonna get him. I don't want him.
Nah, at this point in time, I mean, he's not gonna last long.
No, definitely not. Skip. Let somebody else get him. Maybe the Dodgers.
Yeah, let's see what's going on. And now the Mets. Why are the Mets hiring every single Yankee player we had? They get all Yankee players. The Mets now signed Harrison Bader to $10.5 million guarantee. And a $1 million signing bonus.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to get 9.5 in 2024, according to John Heyman of the New York Post. And he could get up to $350,000 in incentive bonuses is also available.
I don't even know the contract's like that, but who knows?
Well, the incentive is if he sets a record for doubles or gets stolen bases or he gets an extra $100 for every home run. Like A-Rod, his incentives was every home run he got $1,000 for.
That's crazy.
He got $1,000 for every hit home run he hit. Yeah. So if he hit 35 home runs that year, he made he made $35,000.
Damn.
Just on home runs.
Yeah, that's like mind blowing.
And that's like his gas money.
Yep.
The $35,000. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so you know, they have all these kind of deals that they steal bases, they make money, home runs, they make money, all that stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Mets and Grill agreed to Sean Manaea, $28 million guaranteed, and he's gonna be 32 years old in February. Which is crazy. The Mets always try to buy all these big players and they never do nothing.
True, that's so
slow. Let me see what other trades they got around here that happened. Angel signed Zach Plesac, which I don't know if that even matters. Mariners trade Robbie Ray to the Giants for Hitch Haniger and Anthony Descafani. White Sox signed Martin Maldonado.
Oh, yeah. The guy from Houston.
Yeah, it's sad to see Michael Brantley retiring.
Oh, yeah. He retired.
I thought he was going to play at least one more year.
Yeah, me too.
The Braves signed Chris Sale to a 2-year deal.
Oh, yeah, that was shocking. I was like, Chris Sale.
Chris Sale, he's old already. He ain't going to do nothing. He's just a name at this point.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, he's just a name at this point. The Yankees are trying to get Blake Snell. The Padres signed Woo Suk to a 2-year deal. Juan DeFranco detained in Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah. Crazy.
They finally got him, huh?
Yeah.
He's going to be on America's Most Wanted in a second.
For real.
So let me see. Let me read this. Prosecutors accused Franco of commercial sexual exploitation and money laundering on Wednesday, according to a report from the Associated Press. The money laundering charges stem from law enforcement assertion that Franco paid the mother of one of the minors. As previously reported, the mother has also been detained. Prosecutors are requesting that a judge order Franco and the woman each remain confined under house arrest and prevented from leaving the country.
His career is over.
Oh, yeah, he'll never play baseball again. But there's a hearing scheduled for Friday morning at which point a judge will decide whether Franco is to be released on bond pending further investigation and trial. Wow. Let me get further into this. So, on New Year's Day, in Puerto Plata, Dominican Republic, Juan DeFranco was arrested in the Dominican Republic. And he's expected to go in front of a judge within the next 48 hours. He did that already. Officials have investigated two formal allegations that Franco has had inappropriate relationship with minors. A third minor has made similar claims but did not file an official complaint, according to Listen Diario. And the mother of one of the alleged victims is also detained this afternoon. That's the one that took the money, the bribery money. Franco's arrest was for failure to report for a summons, not a reflection of any new information in the investigation themselves. Wow. So the allegations happened against him August 3rd, and the very next day, the Rays placed him on restricted list the following day.
And, well, they got rid of him so quick.
I mean, that homestand. I remember that homestand. They started with Juan DeFranco pitches all over the place. And it was like the next day they took everything down.
Yeah.
They did it like overnight, like literally overnight.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah, man, that's how quick of a blink of an eye they can get rid of you, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's wild. But anyway, the baseball season was gonna start soon.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, man, it's we're getting closer and closer to it now. It's only a few weeks away from spring training now.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say 4 weeks to spring training to report. Cause they report on the 14th and 15th, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, but a lot of them will be starting to arrive there now, so.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've seen the Labor's new YouTube, his new YouTube post. Like, he was with Oswaldo Cabrera and Aaron Judge. They were taking practice.
Oh, I didn't see that video. I got the YouTube thing, but I haven't seen the video.
Instagram. I don't think it's been released, the actual video, yeah.
That's dope. I mean, I wonder how they do this, man. How do they train? How do they communicate with the management of the team? Like, I wonder how this whole thing works, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot going on in the off season that we don't know about, you know? Yeah. It's not like they're just sitting there in their beds, you know what I'm saying? Just chilling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure they got homework to do and things to work on and all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but it's hopefully, 1 year we get to follow these guys and see how they do stuff.
Definitely.
I mean, soon. But soon, soon we'll be back in Yankee Stadium, man.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You know, you gotta get yourself a rain jacket this year, man.
I got one.
Oh, you got one? Good, man, because in the beginning of April and, well, mostly May, May and June, there's a lot of rain games.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, so you gotta be prepared for that, man. That's, it's gonna be a lot of rain delays in May and June.
Yeah.
So get ready for that. Too bad we can't stay for the whole rain delays because we got school the next day.
Yeah.
You know, but it's gonna be good, man. I can't wait, man, to go in there, man. It's gonna be good. Hopefully, I mean, like I said before, man, if the Yankees don't win this year, man, we ain't never going to win, man.
I like that. We'll win.
Yeah.
But
you know, because we got Garrett Cole pitching phenomenal. We got Aaron Judge playing phenomenal. We're going to have Juan Soto and all these other guys.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy, man. If Aaron Boone messes this up, yo. He deserves to be fired this time.
Yeah, for real.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know guys are going to get hurt and this and that, but they're going to have to manage through all that. You know?
Yeah.
But it is what it is. And I'm looking at Hall of Fame ballots over here, and Gary Sheffield is on his final year on the ballot.
Oh yeah, damn. You think he makes it?
Well, he got a championship ring. I believe he got a championship ring. With the Marlins when they won. But man, I mean, he's one hell of a player, though, man. I think he deserves to get in there.
Yeah.
I seen him play, man, and that dude was awesome, man. At the time, I used to work in a hotel at the time, and I used to, before I used to go to the game, I used to go to the chef in the restaurant, and yeah. I get one of them chef hats, and I used to put Sheffield on it. And I always came out on television. Always came out on TV. If you seen a kid with the chef hat on, that was probably me.
Where? What were you doing?
That was in the old stadium.
Oh God.
I'd be sitting, you know, in the middle somewhere, and they always put the camera on me. Because I got the hat on.
Yeah. Oh, I'll definitely look for it.
And I still have my Gary Sheffield jersey that I bought, too, number 11.
Yeah.
Still got that jersey.
That's,
yeah.
That's crazy.
And I wore that jersey for that, and then I wore that jersey in the a little bit at the beginning for Brett Gardner. Because he was number 11.
Oh yeah, you could definitely use that again.
Yeah, I got a lot of numbers. I got 11, 12, 13, 14, and 19.
Yeah.
So I almost got all the teens. But I gotta get another jersey this year. I'm gonna try to buy a new one this year. As yeah, a matter of fact. Yeah, they're stupid expensive. $300, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know, man. That's a little steep, but it's all right. I get it one time. It lasts for a long time.
Yeah.
I'll wear it a few seasons until I get another one. But I just don't know what number I'm gonna get if I get one.
I mean, it's up to you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a Garrett Cole one, but I don't know yet.
Yeah, you should definitely get that.
You know, but we'll see. I don't really want to get an Aaron Judge one. I think Aaron Judge is already Too many people have Aaron Judge.
Yeah, that's why you should go with the ace, yo.
Yeah, I think I might get a Garrett Cole. Let's see what happens, but
yeah,
maybe I can get one on sale too, hopefully.
I hear that.
For real, man. Because them things are expensive. But, yeah, man. We're almost there, man. Hopefully, the Yankees just play, man, and go all the way. But anyway, I'm going to, we can end this, thing here.
Yeah.
And, call it an episode, but it's been a good one.
Yeah, for real.
So much things have happened in baseball, and we went pretty much over a lot of it. And the Yankees are still trying to make some moves, man. I don't know when they're gonna pull the gun on getting Blake Snell. I'd rather get Blake Snell though.
Then what?
Then the other guy. Montgomery, Jordan Montgomery.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Because I think, you know, like, you know, like, it's like beginner's luck. You know, like, you ever heard of beginner's luck?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you you just start playing the game and you win everything, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's what happened to Jordan Montgomery. He got beginner's luck, right?
Yeah, I definitely agree.
And I don't think he can do that again. You know what I mean?
I don't think so.
A lot of people can't. So, and I don't think he can. So I'd rather get somebody else that's trying to do it, you know, like a Blake Snell. Even though he's just a name at this point, but everything is still, you know, everything's still possible, man. It's not over till it's over.
Definitely. Just keep your fingers crossed, you know.
For real. Let me see if anybody's in the chat. Oh, Bryce is in the chat. I didn't even see him in there.
Yo, what's good, Bryce?
Eric Wells, what's up, man? We in the building. But we'll be back again next Friday with another episode. Hopefully, I can start pumping out some more videos. February is going to be a lot of videos.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole lot of Disney videos coming in February. So get ready for that. But, yeah. I'm going to be out of here. And, what else? I was going to say something. I forgot what I was going to say.
This Friday coming up, we'll be back.
Yeah, we should be back. What's up, Eric? I see you in the chat. But we'll be back Friday again. And, you know, every other Tuesday and Friday at 5 o'clock. So hit the bell. Because I don't really come on exactly at 5. I come like at 5:30. I hear you, not much. But it's all good. Baseball is almost back, man. Another 4 more weeks to go. You're going to hear all about crazy baseball. So we got to just hold out. You know what I mean? So anyway, I'm going to let y'all go. And I'm going to talk to y'all later. So long, everybody, and see ya.
Peace.
All right, perfect.